This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
They had done it again. They forgot the food. Matthew chapter 16, verse 5 says, "And the disciples came to the other side of the sea, but they had forgotten to bring any bread." And in verse 7, they were pretty worked up about that. Jesus started talking about the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and somehow bread was part of that discussion because, of course, Jesus was using the distraction at the time that was in their minds to talk to them about what was important, but they were sure that Jesus was concerned about the bread, and he was going to be upset. And so Jesus didn't care about that bread, but he saw in their hearts that it was their focus, and it was focused on the wrong bread. So Jesus tried to bring them back and addressed the bread question in verse 8 by saying, "You men of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves that you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets full you picked up, or the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many large baskets full you picked up? How is it that you do not understand that I do not speak to you concerning bread?" Verses 6 through 11. So as the apostles concerned themselves with getting in trouble for forgetting to stop by the grocery store for the bread, they just didn't get it. And so Jesus asked them a question that would get them back on track while they were distracted by that bread. In verse 13, he asked them, "Who do people say that I am?" It's a pretty blunt question. And it was a big question, a hard question. I can imagine the looks back and forth, maybe even the wondering if they should spare his feelings. Should they tell him the truth? What was he trying to get at? Who would talk first? Who would say what they were all thinking and didn't want to articulate? The rumors that were out there. And Jesus knew it. They weren't going to say anything he didn't already know. But he wanted them to say it. He needed them to say it out loud. And they needed to be reminded what others were saying about the man that they followed to get them back focused on what was important. They needed to articulate, and they needed to be reminded that others thought that Jesus was a myth. He was a liar. And so they told him, "Some say you're John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Verse 14. I know it would have been hard for them to tell him, confess that others thought he was just another prophet, just another preacher, just another man, still waiting for the Messiah. And so he asked them to look into their own heart then, and he asked them the same question. "Who do you say that I am?" Seems like an obvious question, doesn't it? They've been through a lot. The apostles had left everything to follow him. Did he doubt them? I don't believe so. He knew that they had to deal with the pressures. They had faced hardship. They'd been rejected by family, by friends. They had nothing. They'd given up everything. They'd given up their jobs. They'd given up their lives. I don't think that he doubted them, but they were getting distracted by all the other stuff. And they were thinking about the grocery store and the bread. And so Peter answered, of course, bold Peter, the man who had drawn the sword in the garden, the man who jumped out of the boat into the waves to walk on the water to meet Jesus. Peter, the one that was immovable or seemed to be immovable and so committed, right, and steadfast. The great confession came out of his mouth and is recorded in verse 16. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." It was obvious for Peter until that conviction was tested. It seemed easy to say to the face of the Lord, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," to focus on what was right and important in the bread, the living bread. Until Christ revealed in verse 21 through 23 to Peter that he was going to have to die. And Peter then became easily, immediately distracted by his emotional pain and the loss of his friend that he loved and the wrong bread again. And Jesus told him that he was Satan because of that. When he said that he had to get behind him, that the man that had left everything and followed him had trouble being distracted by the wrong bread. And Jesus said, "You are not setting your mind on God's interest, but on man's. You're setting your mind on your own interest and putting that above God, and I can't have that. You're not helping me. You're not helping my cause." Peter had trouble, didn't he? He even thought that he loved the Lord, that there was no question about that. When he drew the sword to cut off the ear of the guard in the garden in Matthew chapter 26. But this was also the man that stood at the fire in Luke chapter 22 and John 18. and denied the Lord, and then later was forgiven by the Lord and gave the first sermon when he regained focus on the living bread. It's tempted to be distracted by the wrong bread, even for the most dedicated of souls like Peter, in essence feeding the emotional needs of our families at the moment. It's tempted to give into the interests of our sweet children, our grandchildren, our families. It's easier sometimes, or seems easier, to feed those immediate needs, to put off God's interests till later, to focus just on the bread that's here at the table. I mean, it seems less messy, maybe, and it may appear to be less complicated for a time, in hopes that the Lord won't ask that question of us that he asked of them that day, of the apostles, his most trusted and dedicated apostles, that hard question: who do you say that I am? It seems like an insult sometimes, maybe, doesn't it? I mean, some of us would say, well, it's obvious. I mean, look at all that I do. Look at how I'm dedicated. My dedication to the Lord's church. But it is the question. You have to admit, it is the fundamental question, and Jesus said, that keeps us from being distracted from the wrong bread, feeding or setting our minds on our and our family, our children, our friends' self-interest rather than God's. So, have you asked yourself that question lately? I think maybe we need to ask it of ourselves more often. The question that our Savior asks us every day. His most trusted apostles, he asks it of them. So have you asked yourself lately? If not, maybe it's time. Who do you say he is? And maybe add a couple more questions in there for good measure into this recipe. What does my life say he is? What do my family choices say he is? And finally, who does he say that I am? Those are great questions.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.